This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Bridge Kimball. On this day, April 5th, 2022, Bobby Rydell, the Philadelphia singer who scored 19 Billboard Top 40 hits between 1959 and 1964, dies of complications from pneumonia at the age of 79. On this day in 2017, Barry Manilow speaks publicly for the first time about being gay in an interview with People magazine. The 73-year-old singer, who had been in a relationship with his manager Gary Keefe for nearly four decades, told an interviewer that he feared coming out would upset his largely female fan base, but was surprised by the support he received. On this day in 2007, former KISS guitarist Mark St. John dies from an apparent brain hemorrhage at the age of 51. St. John was KISS's third official guitarist, having replaced Vinnie Vincent in 1984 and appeared on the album Animal Eyes. On this day in 2006, Gene Pitney, who had a string of hits in the early and mid-60s, including The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, Only Love Can Break a Heart, and It Hurts to Be in Love, is found dead at the Hilton Hotel in Cardiff, Wales. He is 65. On this day in 1981, during a break between sets at the Palomino Club in North Hollywood, California, Canned Heat's Bob the Bear Height is handed a vial of heroin by a fan. Thinking it was cocaine, he snorted it and immediately fell into a coma. A group of roadies put Height in a van and drove him to bandmate Fido De La Pera's home, where he dies at the age of 38. On this day in 1971, Chicago becomes the first American rock group to perform at Carnegie Hall. They played six sold-out shows and recorded the concerts for the fourth record album, Chicago at Carnegie Hall, which became their third LP to make the top five. And on this day, April 5th, 1969, a song originally called These Arms enters the Billboard Hot 100 on its way to number six, but it took a slight title change before it became a rock classic. What's the title change, and who made it a hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, April 5th, 1969, a song originally called These Arms enters the Billboard Hot 100 on its way to number six, but it took a slight change in title to make it a rock classic. It was guitarist Randy Bachman who made it possible by suggesting the band called it These Eyes instead of These Arms. Here is the Guess Who.
Free, no, no, no. You took the vow with me, yeah. to hold.